The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, great. We get to celebrate the Annunciation in the Easter season. It doesn't happen all that often, but we can't celebrate the Annunciation in Holy Week. I don't actually know why, but we can't do that. No, those days of Holy Week, they can't be moved for anything. Do you know this? That's the reality of it. And March 25th was in Holy Week, so here we are. March 25th also is 9 months prior to December 25th. Don't know if we're doing the gestational math here. I don't, you know, Mary's pregnant a little less this year. Do you know? So this is, I don't know if we're a little bit, I'm a little bit off. Okay. Yeah. We're a little bit off. It's beautiful. We see, you know, the message of the angel, the power of God to do what would be conceived as impossible. Nothing will be impossible for God. We see the great and beautiful promise coming to fruition, God's long-held promise to Israel, the bringing to completion of the story of Israel in the Messiah, in the king of David's line. He's going to drive the project onto completion. And certainly, as we see in the letter to the Hebrews, you know, this is Jesus himself, in his body, Jesus is the sacrifice that God desired, the heart turned over completely to him, and we see that, of course, prefigured in his mother. We get some sense of how Jesus grew in wisdom and age and strength. We know that he was under the tutelage of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of course Saint Joseph, her spouse. So there's a lot going on in the passage. I think there are powerful claims related to theology and to politics, which is what we all love, I guess. You know, this is the first kind of view of early church politics is God becoming man. You know, this is a tremendous claim to be seen here. Of course, it's happening at the initiative of God. So, and I think we have to remember, right, from beginning to end of the great story of our faith, it's God taking the initiative. Now, too often we think that it depends on us. Right? Too often we think it's our efforts, it's my strength. Or, I got to get over there again. You know, I got to get over there again for Mass or for prayer or whatever it may be. It's like, yeah, no, that's not what's happening. God is taking the initiative. Yeah, he is the one who is full of love for us and full to overflowing. You know, God is overflowing love. And he wants the whole of his creation to be built on the firm foundation of his love. And we just happen to be the people who are, say, up before dawn in some sense. So we've had early news of the resurrection of Jesus. We've had early news of the great saving plan and action of God to save us, to buy us back from our slavery to sin, and to give us the new life that he wants to that he not only wants to give us, but that he would go through death to gain for us. We're recipients of that message, right? So it's ours then. We who have the privilege of building our own lives on God's own life of love, of charity. And again, we have great example of Mary, who, you know, the translation I think here at the end of the passage is a little bit flat. May it be done to me according to your word. You can read that however you want, right? You can read that with some sense of resignation. You know, may it be done. Yeah, okay. May it be done to me. It's not that. It's actually very joyful. It's eager. It's very active. Right? May it be done to me. She's very eager for the plan of God to come to fruition. She wants to play her role in God's, say, ongoing drama. And this is for us really what we want to take away from the feast is to see Mary's excited utterance and to join with her in making our own. Because now also it's here the promise of the angel is that let me read it. Sorry, I should read it to you. Behold, you will conceive. He will be great. Let me see. I think I skipped it. No, okay. So she says, how can this be? The angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Okay, now this great promise for Mary, this is how it's going to happen. But this also is how the life of Christ is going to be brought to birth in us. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. So what is going to happen? The Holy Spirit is going to enter us as he has. Right? The Holy Spirit is going to indwell us. Right? We're temples of the Holy Spirit. We're temples of the living God. That Jesus is breathing, just as we saw yesterday in the gospel. Jesus is breathing his life into us, breathing the Holy Spirit into us. Okay, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Right? God is, say, going before you. God is making your way. If we but trust and follow him, right? God is making our way. We have nothing to fear. We're driven by the power of the Spirit. We're going to overcome every obstacle, right? This is just the nature of the thing, okay? There's the nature of the call, okay? And then we see right at the end, nothing will be impossible for God. So let's keep that in mind, you know? Nothing will be impossible for God. It's his plan. He's the one taking the initiative. It's his plan. It's his purpose. And he's the one who then is giving us absolutely everything we need, both inside and out, in order to play our role in his unfolding plan of salvation, his unfolding plan of restoration for all peoples. You know, how good it is to be called into that plan. We give our excited utterance with Mary today. May it be done to me according to your word. Let us pray to the Lord.